the Chair Pro Tem, Bob Lederer, and our Secretary Pro Tem, Michael Novick, will now call the roll, please.
Okay, Teresa Allen, KPFT. Carolyn Burden, WBAI. Fred Blair, KPFK, said he couldn't make it. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Present.
Maria Elena Castellanos, KPFT. Mark Hernandez said he was going to be late. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA.
Present.
Kim Kaufman, KPFK. I heard her on a minute ago. Kim, you there? She's muted. Kim Kaufman, KPFK. Janet Coburn, KPFA.
Present.
Hank Lamb, KPFT.
Present.
Bob Blair, WBAI, is here. Frank Lefevre, WBAI. Michael Lubin, KPFK, that's me, I'm here. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK.
Here.
Serene Roberts, WBAI, she said she couldn't make it. Richard Duzel, KPFT. Margie Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Jane Zara, WPFW.
Here.
Kim Kaufman, are you on?
This is Kim, yeah. When you called me, I had both my hands full and I couldn't get off.
Oh, okay. All right, great. So that's a quorum then. 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Michael. All right, so I just a few minutes ago sent a draft agenda out. I'll read it out loud. By the way, just a housekeeping note, I wanted to remind, I think there's about five committee members who haven't yet responded to the Yahoo Group's invitation to join the listserv, so if you can do that as soon as possible, that would facilitate communications. And if you're having any issues with it, you can write to Michael and myself, and we'll try to help you get linked into that, that listserv. Okay, so, would someone agree to be a timekeeper?
This is Margie, I'll do it.
Thank you. Okay, so my proposed agenda is as follows. One, status of election of chair and secretary for 5 minutes. Two, approval of May 20th committee meeting minutes for 5 minutes. Three, status of the National Election Supervisor job posting and possible next steps for 15 minutes. Four, a report back from the timeline working group and next steps for 20 minutes. Five, next steps on cost-cutting measures and drafting an RFP for balloting and tabulation services, 30 minutes. Six, report back on PNB action on election committee motions regarding membership list cleanup and other motions and possible next steps for 15 minutes. And then seven, the next committee meeting date for 5 minutes with a time-certain adjournment at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Are there any amendments?
Janet K. Point of information.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When were the minutes of the May 20th meeting sent out?
Michael, when did you send them? I think it was the day after the last meeting.
Yeah, it was right
after. Yeah, I sent them almost immediately.
Oh, I found them. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Any amendments to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to adopting this agenda? Okay, hearing none, it's adopted. So, let's begin with the status of the election of chair and secretary. Michael, do you want to take that?
Well, I did, in the minutes I described from the last meeting, we said that I would notify people that nominations were open, and if nobody further nominated, that we would proceed to accept by acclamation the only two nominees for chair and Secretary Carolyn Burton responded by saying that there should be a written secret ballot, even if nobody else was nominated. I think that somebody might want to write in a candidate. And I think somebody else responded to that, that committees are often elected by acclamation. And in fact, last night at the Finance Committee, which I'm also on, we just had uncontested nominations for chair and secretary and accepted them by acclamation as permanent. So I think we're expecting just to resolve it with a voice vote, unless somebody is on the call.
Okay. Michael, why don't you chair this agenda item, if you would, please, if there's any discussion.
Okay. So the procedure we discussed at the last meeting, as I said, is that if there were no further nominations, we would simply ratify the acclamation of the current nominees for the permanent position, which is Bob Letter as chair, myself as secretary.
This is Margie.
Good.
I move that we accept Bob Letter as chair and Michael Novick as secretary by acclamation.
This is Hank. I second.
Are there any objections to that? Going once, going twice. Hearing none, then I guess we'll assume that those positions are filled by acclamation. So Bob is the chair, and he can take back over.
Okay, thank you, Michael, and thank you to the committee. All right, so now we move on to the second item, approval of the May 20th committee meeting minutes. Margie, that's a five-minute item.
Okay.
So does anyone have any questions or corrections about those minutes?
Janet Kay.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm trying to read them over as I'm listening to them all. I had asked a question about how the elections would be paid for, and I don't see anything in the minutes on that.
Michael, do you want to address that? I mean, not the substantive question, but the question of what the minutes should say to be accurate.
Well, normally the minutes don't reflect the entire discussion so much as just motions and decisions. I'll take a look back at what I did put into this one. I think that's going to be on the fly as the meeting took place. Please see.
What I remember was that it was not, there was no conclusion or no, it was unknown how this was going to be paid for.
Yeah, generally.
Well, I think what I responded at the meeting, because I am the treasurer of the local station board here in KPFK, is that the National Finance Committee required all the stations to incorporate funding for an election in the current fiscal year, understanding that the election has been delayed into this year. And even if it had been budgeted, it wasn't probably going to be available. And so all the stations did, at least on paper, incorporate into their budget funding for the election and also at the national office level in the fiscal year, current fiscal year budget.
So would you add that to the minutes? Something
okay.
To that effect? Thank you.
Yeah, let me just note as a general practice that minutes in only rare cases would include any kind of discussion back and forth about any topic. It's different if it's a formal report by a working group or, you know, someone else, perhaps someone wants to report to us what the PNB did about our motions. That type of factual information certainly should go in minutes, but if it's just, well, what's the situation with this or that factor, finances or, you know, what's been done in the past, that type of thing, it's just too complicated to try to capture it. And that's why Robert's rules. Could someone please mute Whenever breathing into the phone, can you please mute?
A heavy breather.
That's why Robert Jules generally recommends that it's pretty bare bones.
Yes.
Hold on. Let's wait for this person to mute themselves, please. Maybe anyone is not speaking. Okay, I guess they did. All right, who was that to want to speak?
Michael Novick. What I did write in the minutes was various members of the committee expressed with the importance of elections on the one hand and issues of feasibility and cost on the other. Discussion too of CPP grant money and the importance of avoiding extensions, which are very costly. So it didn't go into any further detail, but we could add the fact that the elections are budgeted for each of the stations and the...
This is Hank.
Yes, Hank.
Yeah, I think maybe we ought to include the fact that it's been asked about two meetings in a row, and we really don't have any answers to it other than the fact that they're supposed to budget it in. We know that they probably don't actually have the money. Just from the results of the last draft.
Yeah, if I could call myself, I think Hank raises a good point that... that it should be pointed out that the budget on paper is one thing and reality might be something different.
Mm-hmm.
As long as a casual reader of the minutes wouldn't think, oh, everything's fine and it was budgeted.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. That's my point.
Okay.
Any other points about the minutes? Okay, hearing none.
Sorry, this is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
You could say the elections have been budgeted, but most, if not all, stations are running in deficit. So I think that would be accurate.
Michael, is that an accurate summary?
I don't think so.
Well, I haven't seen financials for any of the stations recently. I think we could say that none of the stations are probably corresponding to their budgets currently. Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean...
KTFK is, T is, W is, and New York is, so maybe A isn't, I don't know. But
yeah,
I just got today's thing from KPFK. I haven't had a chance to open it. I don't want to make statements that we don't have the foundation for it, so I think we can say that we don't have information about the current
I think that's a safer statement, and you could add that, you know, some stations are clearly running behind in their budgets without specifying which ones or how many.
No, I'm not saying to specify. I'm just saying that, you know, we can say that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, can someone mute who's at the airport?
Yes.
Airport engines for these activities by calling 911.
Do you know how to mute?
Cynthia, can you mute?
Can you advise me? Is that just taking your sound down? Would you know? I'm sure they vary.
I believe it's. Is it **1?
Pound. You can do it through the call-in system by hitting #1. That will mute you. Yeah.
And it also unmute?
It's the same thing.
Right.
The toggle.
Okay, so I think Michael has a sense of what people would like to add. Can we entrust Michael to work out the exact wording in the spirit that we've been discussing? Is there any objection to provisionally approving this, or, you know, approving the minutes with the change that we've discussed?
Sounds good.
Okay, hearing none, then the minutes are approved with that change. Okay, moving on to item 3, status of National Election Supervisor job posting and possible next steps. Margie, that's a 15-minute item. And actually, you're the first person I think we can ask if you have any news.
I don't have any news. Sorry.
So just can you reiterate what you said on the last call in case anyone wasn't here?
Okay. So what I do know is that I was informed by Tanika Miller, who works in the Pacifica National Office, that after the posting went up, which was sometime in March, is that
No, right? I think it was January, actually.
In January, that she received what she described as very few applications. I have not... Oh, sorry?
Go ahead, Margie.
And I've not pursued that further. I raised the issue with Bernard Duncan, our new IED, but in his defense, I have to say that he's been very busy with other things. So I don't know that we know yet what that means and how it's going to pan out at this point.
Oh, that's exactly the point.
Who is that?
Is that person speaking to the committee or having a side conversation? All right. Well, I'll assume it's a side conversation. So, Margie, let me ask you then, what would you suggest as the next step to move this process?
Well, I think the committee, I would recommend that the committee make a formal inquiry of Bernard and ask him what's going on, what's the status of the applications, and what are his plans.
Okay, so why don't we consider that a motion?
Sure.
To request an update from the interim executive director on the number of applicants for national election supervisor and his best judgment on how many of them might, you know, meet the basic qualifications. Not how many of them are perfect, but how many of them, you know, are not like grossly unqualified according to the criteria that are listed, which often happens for some of our applicants. So,
Janet Carey? Janet?
Yes, go ahead, Janet.
And then what about also what the target date would be for hiring someone?
Right. Well, let me fill people in on what has been done in the last two elections, if memory serves, is that this committee has taken an active role to assist the often overloaded IEDs or EDs, as the case may be. And so what we have done, and this has always been approved by the PNB and by the IED or ED at the time, is an objection to our committee being a partner, recognizing that the ultimate decision, according to the bylaws, is in the hands of the ED or IED. But that we can speed up the process by having the committee meet in executive session, go over the applicants that the IED views as suitable to pass on to us, and then setting up interviews with those candidates, or well, I guess I should say first choosing those candidates we believe are worthy of interviews, then setting up joint interviews between a selected number of committee members and the IED, and usually, if I recall, we've allowed the whole committee to listen, but only maybe three people to ask questions so that it's not too overwhelming for the candidates. And then after we've heard from the candidates, to then deliberate further in executive session, make a recommendation about our first, second, and or third choice, and then, of course, it's back in the court of the IED to make the actual decision. So I think that was a very fruitful process when we did it in the past, and so I'd like to open discussion about following a similar procedure this time.
Janet Kay?
Yes.
So I was not talking about that, although that's very useful information, but the motion was to inquire of Bernard to provide an update, and what I had asked to include what the target date for hiring somebody would be, and that would be possibly include what you just said, but still, what would the target date be?
Well,
I have concerns about that because in the bylaws, it says something about 90 days. The election, national election supervisor has to be, if not hired in March, has to be hired no less than 90 days before the candidate process starts. And that would, if somebody was hired today, I think that would bring us to like almost the end of August.
I will.
In any case, so, yeah.
I will check the bylaws. I've been over this language a dozen times, and I have no recollection of anything like what you just said.
Well, it's in. It was in the report, the working group report, the language, and it's the first part of the first sentence under National Election Supervisor.
Okay, maybe I overlooked it. Hang on, let me actually pull up that report. And other people might want to look at it, too.
Well, I can read from the bylaws.
Okay, go ahead.
In March of each year in which there is an election of delegates by the members or by a date no less than 90 days before nominations are set to open, whichever is earlier, the executive director shall appoint a national election supervisor. And then it goes on about the role or whatever.
Uh-huh. Well, wow, I forgot about that. But what does it mean, whichever is earlier? So,
well, if the 90 days would be earlier than March, that 90-day, you know, like say if it was in February, then... If it ever happened that way.
Okay. Well, actually...
Teresa Allen joining the call.
Hi, Teresa. Actually, let's... well, we're sort of drifting into the conversation about the timeline, so I would like to suggest that we hold that for a few minutes until we get to that and we hear the report, and then we can answer your question in context. So why don't we just...
There was nothing about that in that report, so that's why I'm bringing it up now.
Well, I'm saying it's intimately related because
yes.
The question
okay.
of...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think really Bernard is in a position to say when the hire should be. I think our committee needs to recommend a comprehensive timeline that makes sense and comes as close to the bylaws as we can get, and then we can explain that to him. Can I finish?
Yeah.
So that would be my suggestion, is that we talk right now about what kind of an update do we want from him, and then, you know, and approve some sort of motion on that subject, then move into the timeline question. Once we've come up with a position on that, which will be just in a few minutes later, then we can revisit whether this means we should add something else to our request to Bernard. Go ahead, Janet. And then,
Kim, I'd like to be on the staff.
Well, actually, yeah, Janet, you've spoken several times.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kim.
Okay, did I hear you correctly that this committee interviews the election supervisor?
Two elections in a row, correct.
Wow. I mean, I would not... I think that's problematic since all of us are, well, certainly everybody from KPFK is going to be a candidate, and I don't know about other stations, but everybody from K, if they're going to run again, are going to be candidates, so I think it's a little conflict of interest for candidates to pick, you know, the national election supervisor.
Okay, well, let me point out that I wasn't making a motion at tonight's meeting that we follow that. That was an FYI. We can discuss that. I'm not sure if people want to get into that discussion and take a position on it tonight, we certainly can. I wasn't suggesting that. I was just giving you the background. Just as a context to our first request to Bernard, which I think, as Janet has said, should simply be, give us a status. How many candidates are there? How many do you believe meet the basic qualifications? You know, and maybe we could ask that be done as soon as he can. And then we'll, based on his answer, we'll have to decide where to go.
Yeah, I mean,
Janet Kay.
Hold on, Janet Kay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I would just recommend that he, you know, he do the interviewing and making the decision.
Okay. All right, before Janet speaks again, anyone else want to speak?
Okay, I'm right behind you, David. Oh, excuse me.
Okay. Does anyone else want to speak?
This is Margie. I just want to say that I think that we need to be extremely clear with Bernard about what we're asking from him. So I hope we'll go over that before we leave this topic.
Sure. Okay, Janet, go ahead.
Somebody else want to talk?
Hank wants to go on a step.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Janet. Hank, go ahead.
Oh. Wouldn't this honestly be a matter for a personnel committee?
It never has been before.
It never has, but wouldn't it be?
Well, let me make the case for why I think it made sense to do it the way we did it, two elections in a row, is because a lot of what has made or broken our elections, and this is something I think all sides agree on, is when things have been screwed up because, for one reason or another, people didn't understand, people who were in different positions, whether it was national election supervisor or local, either didn't understand the bylaws, didn't understand the previous year's rules that, you know, generally are the template from which the next year's rules were followed, or, you know, just in general may not have had the background to deal with this very complicated and contentious situation in Pacifica. So, and there are many complicated rules, both in the bylaws and in the rules that built up over the years, and there's technical issues which the NES has to be on top of, like, you know, the especially this time if we're going to include electronic voting, but even before that, there were issues about how to do the correct form of ballot printing, and many, you know, the person really needs to have a large skill set, and this committee, at least in the past, has developed some of its own expertise in kind of discerning what are the skill sets needed to have a successful candidate. So, yeah, of course, theoretically, some other committee could do it, or the ED could do it on their own, but EDs have often been grateful for a committee that spent time studying the process to offer an opinion, which is in no way binding. Okay, so can someone please mute who has background noise?
Is that the airport still? That maybe didn't work.
Yeah, pound one.
Janet is next.
Okay, so the timeline topic that is next starts after, or it assumes there is an NES in place. It doesn't talk about the NES. But that timeline is dependent on there being an NES based on Article 4, Section 4, Election Supervisors, which I just read out. And so as long as there is no NES in place, whatever timeline this committee sets up, it's kind of doesn't really, you know, doesn't make sense. The timeline was kind of based on following the bylaws. Well, the bylaws say that the ED shall appoint a national election supervisor. Nobody else should appoint, or, you know, and from what I'm hearing, well, personnel committee or whatever, this committee, that I think would require a bylaws amendment for that to happen. I mean, it's in any case, I am saying that the ED shall appoint somebody as NES, and we need to know when that's going to happen.
Okay.
Or,
Mark wants to be on the stand.
And Jim might be on the stand.
Okay, Margie, Jim, and then myself.
Okay.
Or actually, I'm sorry, Jim hasn't spoken yet. Go ahead, Jim.
I can say that based on all of the developments that this committee has made over years, and based on our knowledge of how the elections are to run, we could, as a committee, suggest candidates or a candidate to the ED, and the ED can make the final decision.
That's exactly what I said had been done. This committee has never appointed anyone only VED. Go ahead, Marky.
Well, that's just what I was going to say, that what has happened in the past is that the committee has reviewed the candidacies and made recommendations, but the ED or the IED, whoever was in place, has always been the person who made the decision, who made the selection, because that's what it says in the bylaws. We read the bylaws. We know that's what it says.
Exactly.
And so I don't think there's a problem. This is not a problem. It's just a matter of doing something which, in fact, has been very successful the last couple of years.
Right.
Okay, so I'd like to again ask us to separate the time issues from the next step with the IED. It seems to me there is no way that any IED, especially a new person, can tell us when they will hire someone, because it depends on who's in the pool, what the quality of them is, and even then, we have to kind of decide what the process is going to be. So I don't think that the timing is really at this stage. The question is something that we can fruitfully ask the IED. It's something we can recommend a time frame based on what we think would be reasonable. For instance, okay, let me be more concrete. Let's say there are two candidates or three or four, whatever the number is, a very small number as seems to be suggested by the staff member. And let's say the IED says, you know, none of these people have the basic qualifications, or one of them does. Well, then I would say, and this happened, I think, last election, then, and the committee unanimously said, look, let's re-advertise it. We don't want a decision made. Nobody wants a decision, including the IED, just based on one viable candidate. That's not really a fair process. So it's too early to answer the question of, well, when will the decision be made? It depends on who's in the current pool. So let's just get that report back, and then we can give our best advice from past experience as to, okay, well, all right, good, there's two candidates you consider viable, then, you know, why don't we suggest a deadline of X and, you know, a schedule of X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. Or, no, there's not good candidates, okay, so why don't we suggest you advertise in X, Y, Z places for 2 weeks and give them 2 weeks to apply or whatever. I'm making up numbers, but the point is I just think there's no point tonight in asking the IED when it's going to happen, because he can't possibly know that.
Janet Kay.
Okay, does anyone else want to speak?
Wait, this is not yet. I just have a timing question.
Yes.
You said this item had 15 minutes?
I did.
And I'm sorry. I think we started discussing it at 5 after the hour, which means that our time is up. But
okay. So
I'm going to extend 5 minutes. This is Hank.
Okay. All right. Does 5 minutes seem like enough to people? Does anyone want to propose more? Okay. Well, let's go for 5 and then see if there's need for more. Any objection to 5 more minutes on this item? Okay, hearing none, it's extended 5 minutes. So,
Hank,
okay, was that Michael?
Yeah.
Hank. Okay, so, and Hank, all right.
And Janet, okay.
All right, so Michael, Hank, and then Janet.
Okay, my understanding is that there was a motion made to inquire of the IED as to the state of the applications. And I think we're discussing whether we can put some time frame on that or not. I think the first thing, if we can all agree, is that we want to find out how many applications are in and is assessment of
whether they meet the basic requirements in the announcement.
If we find that out, we might have to, you know, republicize the opening or do other things. So I don't think we can really talk about the time frame. So I would say if there's no objection to making that inquiry, we should start with that.
Okay, Michael, would you mind working on some quick wording so we can vote on specific language? And while I call on the other people.
Sure.
Michael, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could I get on the stack? This is Jane.
Yeah, Jane, you haven't spoken yet. Go for it.
Okay. I think, as you kind of subliminally suggested, there is some wiggle room with this 90-day time frame to adhere to the election officer, whatever it is.
Because, election supervisor.
Yeah, I mean, I think they put March or 90 days, whatever's earlier. It's sort of, I think the March thing was to keep the rhythm going for whatever time frame there had been, and I think the 90-day, I think we have wiggle room for that if push comes to shove. And then the second point and last point is, if we're going to make a motion for corresponding with the IED on this point, it should also suggest sort of the urgency of the time frame, as well as the suggested maybe time frame that we have in the works, the timeline that we have in the works, so the IED will appreciate that this is a matter that should happen sooner rather than later. And that's all.
Okay. All right, Hank and then Janet.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Hank.
Sorry, who's that who just spoke? I'm sorry.
That was Jane.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, Hank.
Okay, well, one thing I'd like to say, we've passed 5 full months, and the first steps have not been taken. So I don't think we actually have any wiggle room whatsoever. We've got to push this thing forward as fast as possible at this point. The other thing is, everything we're discussing depends on money. If all the stations don't pay their services, central services, we won't be doing it again. You know, central services has to pay the NES, and I don't know that there's money there for that. Nothing indicates that that there is, or that the stations have paid up.
Okay, Janet.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of piggyback on what Jane had suggested. I mean, I from my reading of the bylaws, there is no wiggle room, but I would suggest that included in, I guess it's Margie who would be contacting the IED.
I think it would be the secretary.
Okay, all right, the secretary, whoever would be giving him, or, you know, asking for an update, should include a reminder to him of the dependency of the timing of the LSB election on his appointing an NES per Article 4, Section 4, election supervisors of the bylaws.
Yeah, I think that that's a great point to include in any communication, is just the relevant bylaw section, and, you know, that the timing is all interrelated. That's important.
Okay. Well, I can send that.
Send it to us?
Yes.
Thank you. Hey, our time is up, guys.
Okay. I think we're going to need an extension of maybe 10 more minutes to iron this out. Any objection to 10 more minutes? Okay, hearing none, we have 10 more minutes. So,
wait a second. This is Hank. I do have an objection. I was on mute. We've kind of talked this around a couple of times, is my thinking, and until we, A, have the report, and B, have the money, pretty much the rest of it's moot.
All right, so let me ask this. Would you object to 5 more minutes just to flesh out the motion itself, which is still a little bit up
there? No, I have no problem with that.
Okay. Is there any other objection to 5 more minutes? Okay, hearing none, 5 more minutes. So, Michael, are you ready for us with the text?
Yeah, I think if you want to include the money on that. So, move that the election committee inquire of the interim executive director as to the number of applications that have been received for the NES position and how many of those meet the criteria for the position. I believe there's the general agreement that the increase should also include a reminder that the election's timetable depends on the timely appointment of the election supervisor.
Correct. And
do we want to include a query about the financial question?
Yeah, I think
Jenna Kay, what is the email address for the committee?
For the the committee doesn't have a public email address.
Oh.
We don't have it's not like PNC at Pacifica.org. That they
all right, so I'll just reply to the draft.
I'm sorry. You're asking for you to communicate with the committee or an
right, I was going to email what
oh,
I
yeah,
had.
No, we do. I'm sorry. I misunderstood the question. I thought you meant for someone not on the committee. Yes,
oh, no.
Yes, our address for members is pacalec@yahoogroups.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now that's how you post anything to our listserv. Have you been getting the postings?
No, I think I haven't yet.
Okay, so please respond to the Yahoo group as soon as you can.
Right, but can I post to it if I'm not?
No, actually, I realize that you can't.
All right, so I'm just going to reply to the draft agenda email because everybody's email is on it, right?
I'll be happy to post it.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, so now back to the text of the motion. Michael asked if we should also include a query about finances, which I think is prudent.
Okay.
So, Michael, do you want to suggest some language?
Okay, again, move that the election committee inquire of the interim executive director as to the number of applications that have been received for the position of national election supervisor and how many of those meet the criteria for the position. The inquiry should include a reminder that the elections depends on the timeliness of the appointment of a supervisor and a query regarding the financial wherewithal to fill the position.
Well, maybe we could be a little more precise and say something like the committee will also query the IED on the status of budgeted items at the five stations and the national office for elections and whether to what extent
okay.
those funds are currently projected to be available or something, some language like that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I should caution everyone that now that things are late, that even in the earliest scenario, this is going to go into next fiscal year. So there is no budget set aside at all for any station on any issue past October 1st. So he or the CFO can only tell us what's available up through September 30th. So that's just an FYI. There's nothing we can do about that at this point. So, Michael, do you want to read the financial wording back? You can skip the first part, just the finances, as a separate sentence.
Yeah, you're saying.
Yeah, this...
Hang on, Hank. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay.
Read it.
Okay, what I have at this point is the inquiry should include a query regarding the financial wherewithal to fill the position and the capacity of the five stations to to meet the currently budgeted elections expenses.
Good. That's good. Okay. That sounds good. Hank?
Yeah, you know, we could ask the IED to instruct the general managers of the stations not to spend the money so that if they haven't spent it by October, they need to hold it for the election regardless. I mean, there's no sense in budgeting it and having it in your budget if you're not going to hold it for the election.
Well, if I could just say, certainly this committee can't ask the ED to instruct anyone to do anything. We're a committee, we're not the board. Second of all, I think all of those decisions are really premature. First, we just need to gather information. Then we can see where we're at and decide how to proceed. That's my opinion. Does anyone else have a view on that? I think
Janet
Michael's
Kay.
Just one last sentence. Michael's motion, as now read in all of its elements, sounds like it covers the basis of what is doable at this point. And then, you know, at our next meeting, we can move further. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, what about inquiring of the finance committee about what I've just brought up?
Michael, you're one of the members. Does that?
Yeah, well, I'm on the finance committee, and as I said, right now the only financials I've seen, actually I haven't seen them, KPFT sent a financial statement that's fairly current. I know that KPFK does not have any since December 31st, and I think WPSW is in the same situation. I'm assuming that WBAI is not in a position to meet the obligations based on other things I've heard, and KPFA might be. But I'm, the finance committee at this point is still just trying to get financials.
Okay. Margie, aren't we past the 5 minutes?
You are.
Okay. So we need to come to a vote on this. So is there any objection? Well, Michael, just one more time, read the whole thing from start to finish,
sure.
Please.
And include mine?
Yeah, I think we've incorporated what you asked for. Go ahead, Michael, read it, and then we'll check.
Move that the election committee inquire of the interim executive director as to the number of applications that have been received for the national election supervisor position and how many of those meet the criteria for the position. The inquiry should also include the reminder that the election's timeline depends on the timeliness of the appointment of the supervisor and a query regarding the financial wherewithal to fill the position and the capacity of the five stations to meet the currently budgeted election expenses. And we also said we would include the bylaws
language
regarding the language.
Okay. All right. So is there any objection to adopting that as our motion? Okay. Hearing none, then that's adopted, and Michael will send that to the IED. Thank you, everyone. That was productive. Okay. Next item, report back from the Timeline Working Group and next steps. We have 20 minutes for that.
Janet, can I?
Thank you.
Well, first,
can I?
Yeah, go ahead. I was hoping to
get
the report first before we
Yeah, I know, but there is something else in the bylaws about local election supervisors that the NES shall appoint, which we haven't talked about at all.
Okay.
So
well,
in any case, that comes
fine.
In. Yeah.
That's fine.
All right.
Let's hear the report, and then we can discuss it. So, Michael, go ahead.
Okay. So the working group met and tried to look at a timeline that would get us with the election results by the normally scheduled dates of local station boards or delegates assemblies in December. And so I believe that was sent to the committee, but just review it quickly. Basically, it would require us to delay the start of the elections compared to what's in the timeline in the bylaws. And we looked basically at working backwards from getting the results in by the normally scheduled meetings in December, the number of days that are required in the bylaws for each of the sections. What we came up with was a launch of the elections nominating process on June 21st. 30 days for that would get us to July 20th. There are then essentially 46 days required by the time of which the ballots should be mailed out. That would be September 4th, and 46 days required during which people can examine the ballots and get their votes in. That would be a deadline of October 20th when the ballots are due. The bylaws provide for a possible extension of up to 28 days, 4 weeks, if an extension is needed for a station does not reach quorum. That would get us to November 17th for a final ballot count. There are 15 days for certification. And that would get us to a announcement of the results by December 2nd, allowing for 8 days of notice to the those elected prior to the currently scheduled delegate assemblies or local station boards at several of the stations, which is the 10th of December. So the record date under that
submission would be Friday, July 18th, just before the end of the period in which people can make nominations.
Okay, are you finished, Michael?
Yeah, let's basically take the bylaws time frames and just substitute the start date, essentially.
Okay. All right, so discussion is open now on this report. Who would like to address it?
Janet Kay.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, this implies, well, my concerns have to do with implementing this. I, you know, a timeline is fine, and it's gone, and I appreciate the work that went into this, by the way, by the working group. But going backwards from the seating on the December LSB, at those meetings, backwards, bringing us to June 21st, starting out June 21st, that means that an NES would have to be hired by then and be able to make this happen, and in addition, hire LESs, and that's why the 90 days is in place in the bylaws, I would imagine. I don't think it's realistic for that to happen. Sad to say.
Thanks for the fact.
Were you done, Janet?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Hank.
I really agree with her on this because, you know, our last elections were so awful. At KPFT, and I heard from other folks at other stations. And, you know, part of the reason was I think there was probably a rush to hire LESs. And for us, that did not work out well at all. I can only speak specifically for our station, but we never got a final report. We didn't get good service, et cetera. And I'm afraid that by not having an NES in place in plenty of time where they can actually look at in multiple candidates, just like we're expecting the ED and our committee to be able to do, we're going to wind up with the same problem we expect to have by rushing to judgment from a few NES candidates.
Okay. Who else would like to speak?
Jim, please.
And who is the other voice besides Jim?
Margie, I just have a question.
Well, questions come first. Go ahead.
Okay. Michael, the plan that you described requires the seating of the delegates the election of PMB delegates. Tell me how it works. What was your far out the end?
We wanted to be the bylaws say that new delegates, not the directors, but the delegates, that is to say the LSPs, are
right.
Supposed to be seated in December.
Okay.
So it's based on that. And the last election we did have, it extended over because the interpretation was that the mandate that the election shall be extended if no quorum is reached overrode the mandate to have the LSP seated in December. So,
Teresa for the stack.
Okay. All right, so I had Hank and then Teresa.
Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead. Jim and then Teresa.
Yeah. I believe if we go ahead and use our experience and get a good NES, someone who knows what they're doing, I believe this timeline can work. But it would have to be someone who's really can hit the ground running. That's my comment.
Okay. Teresa?
I just want to call everybody's attention that we have an election, a national election and local elections on November the 4th, and early voting in October. And this always is a challenge. If we push things to the very end, with, you know, not reaching quorum and things like that, I agree with Jim. We need somebody that can hit the ground running, that maybe has experienced, you know, Pacifica elections. And ultimately, I think that we need to get to a point where we have some sort of nominating committees or, you know, people that actively work to recruit qualified candidates. But we might want to look at that timeline and somehow move things up so that we are not doing expecting people to be sending in ballots in October, because there's a real challenge, because people are literally knocking on doors, block walking for for real governmental, you know, candidates at the same time. And it's like life and death situations involving some of these elections. Thank you.
Teresa, I have a question for you. So when you said we might think of moving the dates up, did you mean move them earlier or move them later than the October government elections?
I always thought that the period of time that we had to allow for people to submit their applications was too long.
It's in the bylaws. We can't change that. It's 30 days.
I know. Well, if anything can be moved up, I think I've noticed problems where we're expecting people. We give, and I think that the period that we give people the ballots is too long. That we should hope to have people get their ballots quicker. How long are we giving people from when we mail out the ballots to actually vote? How long are we giving them with this plan?
The bylaws does require essentially 46 days from the dates that are in there. It's the middle of one month to the end of the next, but it's a month that has 31 days in it, so it's 46 days.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the problem, because I think people get the ballots, they set them down. You know, it takes 40 minutes to read through all the names and make the decision. They put it on their desk, it gets covered up with other pieces of paper, and they don't get to it. That's a problem. You're saying we can't do anything else other than by the letter of the bylaws, but this is a challenge.
Michael, do the stack also.
Okay, finish up, Teresa.
Well, is there anything that we can do is there any place in this timeline that can be reduced so that people are not voting on the candidates at the same time that they are doing early voting and voting in the national elections?
Okay, so I had Lawrence and then Michael and then myself.
And Jack.
Oh, who?
Jim. Hank and Jim.
Oh, Jim. Sorry. Okay. So Lawrence first.
Did you get Hank?
Oh, Jim and Hank. Okay, sorry, a little trouble hearing. Okay, so I got Lawrence, Michael, Jim, and Hank, and then myself.
I'm sorry, I didn't have to be on the stack.
Oh, sorry, okay. All right, Michael?
I think you heard me.
All right, Michael?
In the bylaws, the PNB had the option last year of reducing the...
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Okay. Well, it's November before the election, whenever they move the election to this year. When they move the election to this year, they could have shortened it to 35 days instead of 45, but I don't think they did. I don't think they said any dates at all. When they moved it to this year, they just said this year, whenever they did that. I think that's the main problem that we're facing, is that we're already a year late. Trying to abide by the bylaws, really, in the breach of the bylaws. So I think I have submitted a bylaws amendment that would move the elections to every other year in odd numbered years when there are no significant national or statewide elections. I think that's one long-term solution. If you just do it in, you know, 15, 17, 19, you're not going to coincide with a significant election, no matter if it's delayed till the end of the year.